Every game's a do whatever it takes win, so happy we got to win. You know, we know we got things we need to work on, things we could do better, but in this league, you don't know how the game's going to play out. You don't know how you're going to get the win, but you got to do whatever it takes to get a win on any given Sunday.
How did it feel when you saw a big man come down with the ball after everything being tipped and, you know?
Wilford Island? he kind of called it that he's going to get another one this year. So hopefully we slow him down and we pick up our play. We don't want him at the top of the leaderboard.
What was more impressive, him getting the ball or the big splash after he was trying to get
it? I mean, he could have worked on his run after catch, but, I mean, I think he's so smart. He knows situational football, so he just got down and let the offense come on and take a couple of knees.
Did they do anything to surprise you guys offensively? I mean, were they just playing,
you know, anything? No, I mean, we kind of knew the players they were going to go to, certain things they were going to do. I mean, each week, teams are going to put in some new stuff. It's never going to be exactly what you watch on film. But I thought we did a good job keeping them out of the end zone. You know, anytime you don't give up a touchdown in the game, it's pretty good. And, you know, they made some good drives. And I think it was big we were able to hold them to three.
It seemed like it was a weird flow to the game. I mean, I don't know, from upstairs, it seemed like there was trouble getting any rhythm.
Yeah, I mean, I thought they did a pretty good job of, you know, trying to control the game offensively, runs, some play action, boots, getting Carr out of the pocket. And I thought he did a good job managing the game and not making any mistakes and taking care of the football.